Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. You know, back in March, I did a segment called Leadership Words That End in Ate, A-T-E, end in ate. And I think I went over delegate, alienate, procrastinate, captivate, discriminate. The more I think about it, there's so many leadership words that end with ate. This is such a fun topic for me because it's kind of random, but we can kind of drill down on some of these words here. Got me thinking about the NXS song. If you've never heard the NXS song called Mediate, they're like, mediate, try not to hate and love your mate and all those things. So kind of a fun thing there, nothing to do with this at all. So hang tight, we're doing leadership words. Today's word is cooperate. Cooperate, stay tuned.
It's time for Pete's Points.
All right, this is a no-brainer. We teach our kids this when they're growing up. We tell them they have to share. We tell them they have to cooperate with others. Cooperate is just getting along with others. We don't have to agree with everybody, but we have to be able to cooperate at work. I work in an organization with 9 or 10 different departments, and I'm also working with a whole bunch of different cities and agencies. And the word cooperate just means to work towards the same end. To work towards the same end goal. And, you know, a lot of our end goals are the same, to provide excellent customer service, to provide a product for your customer. So cooperating with people, working together to achieve something, that's important. You all know those people you work with who don't cooperate. They don't work well and play well in the sandbox with others. To cooperate is a definite essential leadership skill. So work on the skill of cooperate this week. We'll have another one later on tomorrow. We'll talk to you then.